This is Mental Health Awareness Week, and as Allison Sandor reported earlier on CFRA this morning, a CHEO physician, a registered psychologist and clinical researcher, is saying overweight adolescents run a very increased risk of body dissatisfaction, social alienation, being victims of bullying, and low self-esteem, and much of that can be mitigated if they actually do exercise.
Yeah, it's an interesting study. They had 30 adolescents between 12 and 17 years of age, and they had them exercise for about 2 hours a week in 60-hour sessions, and they were randomized to either riding a bike to music or riding a bike with an interactive video. So there was actual participation. They were allowed to stop whenever they wanted to. And then they asked them to report on their feelings of social competence, their academic performance, their perceptions of themselves. So it was self-reporting data. So they were just asking them, you know, how do you feel afterwards, after 10 weeks? And they reported that they did notice some improvements, that they were feeling better about themselves. And let's face it, there's nothing wrong at all, Steve, with trying to encourage people to exercise. It was a small study, so you want to have a greater number of people to evaluate. You want to also take into account that when people report their information, these were adolescents that self-admittedly had low self-esteem. So you want to try to make sure that they're not responding and self-reporting to look for approval, because that's a very common thing that you see in any kind of research, not just limited to adolescents. So you want to also make sure that the data that you're getting reflects truly what is happening. But nevertheless, there's certainly nothing that would preclude to say that exercise would be very helpful just in terms of their overall state of being.
And feeling better about themselves.
Absolutely.
And buffering, hopefully, against some of the teasing or the shyness that they feel as a result of being overweight.
That's right, and you could also incorporate this kind of thing into a much more broader approach in schools. So you would have, you know, at least for some of them to be able to participate more, that to get integrated a bit more, not feel socially isolated. So I mean, it's also a mindset amongst others to not be prejudiced against people that are overweight when they are exercising, not making comments and trying to denigrate what they're trying to do in terms of improve themselves.
I found fascinating his reference to the fact that it gives them something that they can focus on, that they can control, as opposed to feeling in many cases that their overeating or their sedentary lifestyle is out of their control.
And that's extremely important, because when you have control, you're less likely to participate in behaviors that are self-destructive, because you now have a means of saying, I can do this. I can actually do something in my life and not feel like something is leading me around. I can actually make a change in myself that makes me feel better. And it's a positive feedback cycle, because the more that you do that, the more you gain your confidence, the more you apply to potentially other areas of your life, areas that you can then control better and deal with those issues and develop coping skills to deal with some of these issues. So again, there's nothing negative about the study. I would like to see more information regarding the absolute changes they saw in these differences, what happens over the longer term, because it was only 10 weeks, and also to employ many more adolescents to see how it affects them over different weight ranges and different socioeconomic statuses, just to give a broader perspective on how it helps all of them.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome, Steve.